Hello, the Swag News, the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 256, 256. So let's go. Psalm 91, verse 11. We are personalizing that. For he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. This is my story. This is your story. This is what Christ has done for us. We're so blessed to be in this beautiful family of God where there are angels watching over us. So Zechariah encountered the angel in Luke chapter 1. We've been reading Luke chapter 1 from verse 5 where we saw him. And then he, at the right hand side of the right side of the altar of incense, he saw the angel. He was afraid, and the angel said, "Fear not, Zacharias." So we are on verse 13. And the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias." Why? Listen, "For thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember that we read that he was well stricken in age with his wife. I mean, well stricken in age is just old English for what? He was very old. His wife was also very old, and they had been waiting for a baby. In those times, they married early. So if they married, even at the age, it has said that Mary was around 16 years or 14 years. I mean, she was engaged. And in those times, I mean, when we are younger, what are you doing? Just marry and have and make babies. So if we can say that about Elizabeth, and maybe from 14 years, 16 years, 18, I'm sure that when you marry at 18, you married at a late age. So if she married at the age of even 18, and she was now, they were now 70 years or something. They're very, very old, okay? So, but God has sent an angel. God has sent an angel. How many people have it like this? How many people see an angel come and say, and mention your name? Mention your name and tell you, "Fear not, for your prayer has been heard. The prayer you prayed is heard. And I have come to tell you that your wife Elizabeth, who was barren, will bear you a son. And that son, I'm even giving you the name you give to her. His name will be called John." How many people have it like this? How many people encounter an angel like this? Listen, and we are not talking about a little child, but we are talking about a grown man who is not just an ordinary man, but is a man of God. A man of God. Amen. Even if you have, you see, an angel will make you pee in your pants. But the point is this, that when the angel has brought you a message, when the angel has brought you a message right from God, especially something you've been praying for since, let's say you were 18 years, you got married, you, automatically when everybody gets married, you know that definitely there will be the fruit of the womb, as we say, the fruit of the womb. So definitely there'll be children. And then you wait, 18th birthday passes, 19th passes, 20th passes, 21st, 25th, 30th, 40th, oh my God, 50th. I cannot imagine Elizabeth what she went through. Because some people get married at 20 and then begin to, or even 30, and then looking for about 40 years. But she, from the time of 18 or 16, and they were hoping and praying. As people will say, hoping and praying, pray, hoping and praying, it doesn't bring anything. I'm hoping and praying. No. You are not where God wants you to be. That's why you're hoping and praying. It doesn't work. It doesn't do anything. Hoping, listen, look to my way. I said, hoping and praying. Often when they say, "I'm hoping and praying," I'm telling you, nothing comes out of it. So if she has been hoping and praying from that time, oh my God, then an angel appears and tells you, your wife is going to have a baby. Is it normal to see an angel like this? In all your life, Zechariah, have you seen an angel like this? And the angel comes and is answering the prayer, the number one prayer, your heartfelt prayer, that which you have cried about, wailed about, fasted about, cried about, talked about. I don't know what to say. I'm telling you. My dear friends, I don't know what. But when something like this happens for you, when something like this happens for you, you see, and in the next episode, I'll be talking about this. Because you realize that when people say, oh, as for me, if I see an angel, I'll believe. If I say, listen, what you have already in you is what will come out. What you have already in you is what will come out. If what you have in you is Arsenal versus Man U, if what you have in you is La Liga, when you see an angel, it's La Liga which will come out. So you better stuff yourself with the word of God before you encounter anything like that. Because what is in you is what is going to come out. It's not when you see an angel that and something else will be manufactured in you. It's what you are already. You're blessed. Bye.